Now, they're called Members of Parliament. It sometimes seems like there's too many of them, but how would you like more? The policy think tank, the New Zealand Initiative, says MMP needs an upgrade. So it wants the number of MPs, get this, increased 50 more, from 120 to 170. Now, the author of the report that outlines a number of changes says our Parliament is small by international standards.
We have very large, geographically and in population terms, electorates, very large, about 70,000 people per electorate. Also, it's so that they're harder to for MPs to service. And also, we have a problem where select committees, for example, are pretty undermanned, underpowered. They've got MPs that are just having to stretch themselves across multiple domains.
Nick Clark, their senior fellow at the New Zealand Initiative, on the panel this evening. All right, what do you reckon, David Farrar? Do you think that we have in this country too few MPs?
I do. I actually wrote the foreword for that report and noted that while I support that recommendation, it's probably going to be as popular as another coronavirus.
Very unpopular. Unpopular.
But it's not just that we have few internationally, but I actually think if you ask as a pollster what you think of politicians, people say hate them. Prostitutes, used car salesmen, they're somewhere between. But if you say what you think of your local MP, they say, oh yeah, I've met them, I like them, they do a great job. So you actually want enough MPs to be in touch with the community, as you heard, select committees. But the other thing is too, I think you want a bigger pool to be able to choose ministers from. Because at the moment, half your government caucus ends up in the cabinet. Cabinet dominates the government caucus. So I think there's multiple reasons why that can be a good idea. Acknowledging, though, yeah, very unpopular.
Okay, well, Marianne, let's bring you on this one because you held, you know, various ministerial portfolios across your time. What do you think? Do you think there is a case to strip down the number of cabinet ministers, or is that a hard no?
The problem with cabinet is that you've got an inner cabinet of 20, and I think that should stay. It's the creeping that's been going on of people outside cabinet and under secretaries, and I'm not too sure that they, I'm not quite sure the purpose of them really, except to probably share out jobs that could be done maybe some other way, but I really want to keep an inner cabinet to 20. However, the most important thing is not actually the debates that occur in cabinet, but what occurs in cabinet committees. Because in cabinet committees, you normally have the senior civil servants in the same room, which you don't in cabinet, and you argue in front of them, and they are free to argue back. It's a very strong debating chamber, if I've ever seen one. It's quite amazing. It's also the time where I lost most of my arguments forever for increasing NZ aid against Annette King, always telling me that how many hip operations that would cost, and I'd lose it every time. But those were the debates that happened in that sort of area. I would like to see more MPs because I also think select committees, though I have not been impressed about how they've been used in this government at the moment, but I'd like to see maybe another 20 MPs in taking it up, yeah, but not much more than that, because but I'd like them to be really used effectively, and that that MPs actually read their submissions and are ready to ask good questions.
There's quite some interesting insights there about cabinet committees, the guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that the New Zealand Initiative did this. The forerunner to the New Zealand Initiative was the Business Roundtable, who argued extremely strongly against MMP. So it's interesting to see this report come out. And also, it's not that long ago, David might, or Marianne might have the date, I can't remember exactly when it was, but there were several referenda from MPs saying that even under MMP, that the number of, and I'm pretty sure Winston Peters led one of them, that was certainly their policy to go back to 100 MPs. We used to have 99,
right,
of course, under first past the post. So they all wanted to pull back. Look, short answer is it ain't ever going to happen. As David intimated, there's just no way.
Why not?
Well, because it'd be electoral suicide for a party to advocate this. I know you'd need to amend the Electoral Act, when you'd need a supermajority. Yep. David will tell you what
you could do, though, which I think could be supportive, tie the number of MPs to the population.
Yes, you could do that.
So that the ratio of MPs to that will just grow naturally over time. Otherwise, we are going to end up with were smaller and, well, larger.
Remember, though,
and larger
we do have a lot of local government as well. How many councils are there? I mean, there's a lot of that too, right? So in terms of representation, you could probably, I don't know whether you think it's fair to factor that in, but we're not short of councillors in New Zealand, are we?
Although, as one who served on both the regional council and in Parliament, far more people came to see me as the electorate MP in Wellington than ever came to see me in Dunedin. Didn't even have an office where people came and could knock on your door or make an appointment. It's a very different routine. It's haphazard getting to know your local people, unless you're in a lovely town like Featherston, as against your local MP. There is a peculiar role that the local MP plays.
Isn't that fascinating? See, wouldn't that be interesting, Guyon, that your local MP would not be, well, it would be akin to your family doctor. It's a person that you know that if you knocked on the door, you could see them. But right now, there isn't that sort of connection. But if more, it could be sold that office is open, and it's open for you.
Yeah. I understand that. And just in terms of the competing interest, because it's all going to cost money, and what we get back for it, I'm not convinced that more MPs is necessary or the answer myself.
Okay, 10 away from 8, you are on the whip.